Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, April 6th, 2007. Good Friday. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a special privilege today to share a message we prepared this morning. We titled Three Crosses. The scripture text is from Luke 23, verse 33.
When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left.
Tom and Marcia are longtime friends of ours who live in northern Pennsylvania. They have a single cross overlooking their property that's visible from quite a distance. One of the blessings I have often seen as I travel, particularly in the southern states, are three white crosses placed up on a hill or mountain that can be seen from the highway as a witness to the landowner's faith. Normally, Christians use a single cross as a symbol of their faith, but the three crosses also have rich symbolism as a reminder of the three crosses on Mount Calvary. Jesus hung on the middle cross, vicariously dying for the sins of all mankind. Two criminals, typical of the human race, were on crosses on each side of him. These three crosses each represent something very powerful.
The first, the cross of rejection. One criminal represents the masses that to the very end rebel against God and reject his plan of redemption. But rarely is such sneering so openly expressed, and this by a dying man as he hurled insults at Christ. This criminal is merely expressing the viewpoint of so many that reject God's only remedy for our sin problem, and they die in their sins.
The second is the cross of repentance. The other criminal represents those who repent of their sins and place their faith in God. This criminal came to realize that he and the other lawbreaker deserved the death penalty, and was quite frank when he spoke, "We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." His faith is humbly expressed in these simple words, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Our Lord's dying words brought eternal hope to the repentant criminal, as well as spiritual hope to millions throughout the centuries. I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise.
And the third cross, the cross of redemption. On the middle cross, Christ dies once for all time, for all people. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Peter, a witness to these things, stated, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust."
This Good Friday, let us, by faith, with thankful hearts, accept God's only solution for our sin problem. And let us faithfully live for the one who died for us.
And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me who caused his pain, for me who him to death pursued.
Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me?
Let's pray. Father, thank you for the record in Scripture that makes us more than just curious bystanders during the crucifixion of your precious Son. Jesus' recorded conversation with the repentant criminal helps us to see just how immediate redemption for all mankind was being provided through his death on the cross. Though reflecting on this day brings about grief and sadness as we recall the rejection, pain, and suffering Christ underwent and the darkness that fell upon the earth at his final breath. But we're so glad that we don't have to wait for the rest of the story to unfold. We know the final outcome and the way of salvation that Christ made possible for us. Thank you, Father, that you loved the world so much that you gave your one and only Son, that whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen. Well, what a tremendous joy to know the love of the Father today expressed through the Son, Jesus Christ. We enjoy sharing with you today, trying a little bit different with our mix. We have the song playing through the speaker rather right through the system, so we hope our mix is proper today. It's a beautiful instrumental of the song, And Can It Be, that's playing in the background. Our web ministry is at www.dailyencouragement.net. We have a number of additional features up on the website today. We have a photo of three crosses, actually not a photo I took. Most of the photography is my own, but I didn't have anything in my collection or anything that I've seen of three crosses, and I found just a nice kind of stock image on the web. But later in the message, unrelated to today's message, I make that clear, but of interest to me was something I saw that caught my attention and prompted a photo yesterday when I passed the Strasburg Railroad, and they were working on Thomas the Tank Engine. And for other railroad train lovers like me, I have several train pictures up on the site today. But back to kind of a spiritual impact, we want to share a number of songs that came to mind today that we feel would be a blessing for those of you that like to check into that dimension. Several versions of the great classic hymn, And Can It Be? A wonderful song that more recently has been written. We're not exactly sure how long it's been. Is the song Amazing Love, and I have a wonderful online audio and video version of that. And finally today, an old song from my earliest days as a Christian that I've always enjoyed is a Bill Gaither song called I Believe in a Hill Called Mount Calvary. And I actually found a nice online version of that from a church in Texas as well. If you care to get these resources, they're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. They're in the form of links that will open and play, or you can read about the ministry that puts it up if you care to. If you are listening to this podcast any day but the 6th of April, Good Friday, just simply go back to that message in the archives, to the message for Friday, April 6th, and you can get to these resources. Well, may you have a blessed day today and experience the wonderful blessing of knowing that a Savior has died on the cross for our sins.